Ramona
full house
in
today.
The house. John is on Comrex in San Francisco. John, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Real quick, what's the vibe in San Francisco right now before game two?
Optimistically pessimistic.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Good. Yeah, it's very good.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Good.
Probably a tall order to win this game. All statistical metrics point towards the Warriors, but they did in game one, too, and we beat them that time.
It's true.
So let's go.
Optimistically pessimistic. John, I think you might have some input on this. So yesterday, Rob Pelinka came on with
what did I lie about?
Now, you've accused Mason of lying. Did I lie?
No, this is a Mason lie.
Yeah.
This is not an Ireland
lie.
I'll just play it for you guys.
You mentioned pickleball. I'll just throw this in with great humility. I am the greatest pickleball player at 710 ESPN. I am.
We'll have to get a rematch because D'Angelo Russell and I, we maneuvered our way to the Final Four in the in the inaugural Lakers pickleball tournament.
Nice.
So you may have to show us your skills.
So there wasn't a hedge. There wasn't a
hedge.
There was just a I am the best pickleball player at 710 when Mr. Sliwa and myself have trophies proving that we are the best pickleball players.
Which of us has kept playing?
Well, that's not the question.
No.
Well, this is the argument that you can make.
Yes.
You can say you got to the second round.
Yeah.
And we did not.
That is correct.
But to say...
The other argument, Al, is we have a trophy that says best pickleball players.
John,
John did not like that trophy.
John, you should not participate. I don't want to get you all worked up before you have a game to call tonight. So you know what this is feeling like?
Oh, what's it feeling like?
You said you're still playing?
Yeah.
Al, what are you hearing? We should play.
Oh.
You should.
If
you feel like you've got the top spot because you've continued to play.
Oh, you mean
if you picked,
do a real match?
Yeah.
If you picked anybody from the radio station, who would you take?
Take
would you take Berg?
Take
would
anybody
you take
I want.
Jorge? Would you go with DeMarco? Who would you go with?
I just saw Clinton Yates around here. Clinton's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yates is pretty good.
Al, how you feel about that?
Yeah.
Look at Sleeves.
Home game or a road game?
Because
road is in your neck of the woods.
Home is in Pasadena.
It'll work as long as somebody else doesn't invite him to play on the same day.
It'll all come
together. So we were May the 4th. Are you a Star Wars person?
Pew, 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 pew.
You're not.
I am.
You
I've
are.
Seen them all.
Okay. Ramona?
Yeah.
That's a no.
No, that's not really a strong.
I'm not like a nerd about it.
I've
seen them.
John, what about you?
I saw the first six. And haven't seen one since. What are they up to now, Mace? Like 23?
Well, there are 23, but 9 are the ones that are the official ones. And then there's a bunch of other ones that are sort of stories.
I've never seen a non-Mark Hamill Star Wars.
Okay. So I think Emily has made a terrible mistake because she watched them in the order they were released.
Yes.
I watched them before the last one came out. I watched them in the order of time, the order of the story. I like them better in the order of the story. It tells one big story as opposed to watching the middle three, then the end three, then the first three.
So the...
Pew, 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 pew.
I'm trying to find a way to get Al. Al's never seen him.
Yeah, I know. Al's like... Yeah.
Slee, you're 0 for 23?
Yes, 0 for 23.
This is a hole
you don't know who Darth Vader is?
I know who he is. I know who he is. But I've never sat and watched a full Star Wars movie, and he's trying to kind of rope me in, and I asked him, would I like him?
I don't think you would love him, but...
So you don't know who that is?
I can name that creature in one
growl.
Is that your
No, that was the actual
movie. That was Chewy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you Jabba the Hutt.
Yoda.
We know those.
Yeah,
that's
Ireland
Sleaze
is a good Yoda.
Attempt at Chewy right there.
Can you do R2-D2?
Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Pretty good. Yeah.
That's a pretty good machine there. Okay, so if I'm going to watch one, what am I watching?
I would watch the one where Yoda comes in first. I mean, which is in like the middle of the first six.
Not the original one?
Three.
No, the original one is kind of campy.
Is there one that's going to kind of get me in?
No, but I feel like you feel weird watching them out of order.
Do you?
I don't think you can just jump into, because all the callbacks.
We're not talking about the Godfather. In the prequels
and the sequels.
Wait a minute, it's a really good, I mean, this is a cultural touchstone in the same way the Godfather's a cultural touchstone.
You know what you have?
You need to know, just so you kind of know.
you have a gap. Like, yeah. This is a gap in your cultural knowledge.
Yeah. Star Wars?
I think it's kind of not okay.
You might be right.
I think.
I have no idea.
Like, can you just imagine
this is
if
like
somebody
Jorge
said
never
to you,
watching The Godfather.
Yeah. Like,
you or, just, and Funches.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you did a snake draft. Was Marvel the first draft pick?
Star Wars was the first
Star
draft pick.
Over Marvel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Taylor Taylor has the best list. Taylor got Star Wars and Marvel. I went very...
Oh, how did anybody... Oh,
wow. Yeah, game over.
How did well, Marvel drop to
because
the second round?
Because I took Travis movies. I didn't pick the most popular
you.
Movies.
So would you go like Rocky?
I went Rocky.
So got Rocky. My first choice was The Godfather.
Okay. Oh,
that's
yeah,
chalk,
no,
right?
That's,
I would have
yeah.
took, but he had the pick before
Godfather
me.
Is chalk, so yeah, I did
I don't,
go there.
But it is a franchise. I don't think of it as a franchise,
so,
but it is.
Emily's rule was anything that's had more than one is a franchise.
Yeah,
so
Godfather.
You only need a second one.
You'll love his Godfather. Third pick.
My second and third picks are exclusively particular to me.
Okay.
I took the Top Gun series because I need Jennifer Connelly in my draft.
So you, especially Top Gun Maverick
oh, yeah.
for you. Yeah.
You
know,
I enjoyed it, but I'm angry with the ageism against the female actress.
Why? Oh, God.
Why, wait, what's an example of that? Jennifer Connelly's like 50.
She yeah. thinks...
No, but the original Kelly McGillis
right.
wanted to be in Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, that...
But they basically said, sorry, you're not hot enough now. You're past your prime in Don Lemon. Okay? And like, just cast
Don
Jennifer
Lemon
and just replaced her.
But Penny
you know?
Was in the original. See, now I'm going to reveal some serious dorkdom here.
So was Jennifer Connelly in the...
She was not.
She was mentioned.
Yes. There was a when he's getting screamed
right.
at by the
Do you
the
remember
Admiral?
When, who was the actor that played the cigar smoking bald guy
oh, yeah.
in the original
Tom
Top Gun?
Something.
Tom
Skerritt was
Tom Skerritt.
Had the flat
Wow, what a pull.
That
Mike
was
knows
a great
right.
pull.
No, Tom Man. Skerritt was the flight John's instructor.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that I think you're thinking of is Michael Ironsides, the bald
guy. Oh, the bald
guy,
guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. So that's a pull.
He is
that's on my list.
He is screaming when
yeah.
in the original Top Gun, when Tom Cruise does the flyby
yep.
on the tower, they get called into the office, and this guy's dressing him down, and he's just screaming at Maverick and Goose.
Yeah.
And he said, you guys keep screwing up. And I'm getting complaints left and right, including one of you for sleeping with the Admiral's daughter. And Goose looks at Maverick and goes, Penny Benjamin?
See?
And Maverick nods yes.
So she was in the original.
Jennifer Connelly is Penny Benjamin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. But like
doesn't help.
But Renee wanted to be in it, right? I mean,
you mean
sorry, Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kelly wanted to be in it. And they flat out Don Lemoned her. Like they just
yeah well maybe they couldn't come to financial terms.
Maybe they
couldn't
make
I don't think
deal.
So.
They
like,
couldn't make a deal.
Like, okay, so they
When's
they
the last
made
time
a role
Glenn
for
back
Goose.
And forth yeah,
I
mean, in negotiations.
I know, but like Val
ago.
Kilmer, they made a role for him, and they wrote around his challenges.
And they had his
right.
son do the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so, a like, cosmetic business, Ramona. Let's
know,
put it on the table.
Yeah,
Jennifer
so they
Connelly
wrote around
is a lot better looking than Kelly McGillis.
I was okay. If you want to put
2023.
Listen, you're speaking like a real casting director.
I mean, that is the okay, that is the truth. However, it is always harder on women in that industry, and they could have, like, if they didn't think she was hot enough to play the love interest, could they have moved her into a different role? Could they have written a little smaller part for her?
You know,
could
make
they
make her a bartender? What
yeah,
the hell?
Something, you know? Like, maybe she runs her own
well,
consulting
here's
coffee
yeah.
shop.
No, but here's the difference.
Yeah.
Look, Kelly McGillis is doing guest spots on different shows. Jennifer Connelly is an Academy Award winning
star.
She's
a movie star.
She's a movie star.
Right,
Kelly
know.
McGillis is not a movie star in that same way. So I would argue that I get the you know, the Kelly could have been in it, I suppose.
Yeah, like what they did it for Val Kilmer.
She's saying just give her some type of
role. Just give her something. Like the whole thing is this
some kind of
the
role.
Whole sure. franchise
Bring
is
Bring Meg Ryan back too.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
sure,
why
back.
Not? Yeah.
Whether it's Kelly McGillis,
if,
Meg
Meg Ryan wanted to be in it, did she want to be in it?
As long as we have Jennifer Connelly in the second one, anyone
yeah.
else that would like
sure.
to be in it can
by,
be in it.
By the way, crazy tangent. Do you guys know who Meg Ryan is married to?
I do not.
No, I don't, not since Dennis Quaid, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, I should look this up before I say it, but I'm pretty sure she's married to John Mellencamp.
Whoa.
No, really?
Yeah. How come that isn't more known?
Yeah.
It's just like kind of a weird thing.
According
they
to...
They split in 2019.
Yes.
Oh, did they?
Oh,
it's over.
It's so good.
It's over.
Well, it was a beautiful marriage.
Yeah.
You know, in what John Mellencamp was on my talk show in New York at one point, and I said to him, what happened to rock and roll? Because John Mellencamp was a
By the way,
real
they were engaged, they never got married, and they broke up.
John Mellencamp told me rock and roll is dead. Rock and roll is dead from John Mellencamp, which you think about it now, what is rock and roll now?
Well, it's funny. Emily and I were having this conversation the other day about, like, name a contemporary rock band. Like, you'll see rock bands that are still touring, but they're from the 80s.
Yeah, like
and
Aerosmith is coming
2000s.
Back.
What was the one you mentioned, Emily? The rock band that you said has a vibe now?
Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, Greta Van Fleet is a great rock band. Yeah, that's a great band.
So does that mean that John Mellencamp is wrong?
No,
because right.
We can't go past Greta Van Fleet very far.
But
I don't even know what that is.
No, it's neither, a band. Neither did I.
It's a rock.
That
it's
sounds
a rock
like
band.
The lady who used to host on Fox.
It's yeah, like a combination of Greta Van Susteren and Fred Van Vliet.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
It's a hybrid, it's a hybrid with hybrid. Those two people.
Yes. No, but there really aren't rock bands the way yeah. there
but
used
isn't
to be
that
rock
common
bands.
Where whatever. You know, they just don't make music like they used to. I know there's a lot of hip-hop
it's
artists.
It's rare where a genre just kind of disappears.
Hip-hop artists, like, that were really popular in the 90s to early 2000s, yeah. they look at hip-hop today and say,
well,
that's
I mean,
not
But hip-hop
hip-hop
still
that's
exists.
That's why people
that's
still go to,
hip-hop.
Like, Bruce Springsteen concerts.
Yeah, no,
it
is true. Mm-hmm.
You too. And
You may like throwback hip-hop from the 80s and 90s, but there's new hip-hop music. There's new country music. Yeah. There's new classical music. Like,
yeah.
There's rock. I
Chris
I don't know.
Stapleton, could you put yeah. him into the rock
isn't
that category?
More
he's
yeah,
more,
no, he's
I put
country
him more into
rock.
The country rock.
Boy Genius know? Is also a great rock band. It's three girls, and yeah. they're amazing. So if give them a listen. They're really fun.
Taylor, rock's still alive.
Rock
over
isn't
there?
Dead. It's just not mainstream anymore. Yeah. There's plenty of rock bands out there still making music.
Yeah, Taylor's our music.
That guy from American Idol, Daughtry, right? Didn't he?
Daughtry. Yeah, there's we got Daughtry still going.
He had a hit.
Check out Royal Blood if you want some good rock. Or
Taylor,
yeah.
who's
the Stone
guy,
Age?
Who's the guy from American Idol that replaced Freddie Mercury?
Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
But that's sort of like glam rock. That's yeah. like in a different category
and,
than
and it's a band
rock, right?
From
it's
the 70s.
He's doing songs from the 70s. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. It's not like Queen's not putting out new music.
Yeah, no.
They're still playing Another One Bites the Dust.
Yes, it is true. That's what they're paying to see.
Are you going to
paying
Queen?
Paying to see Bohemian Rhapsody.
I went to the Queen concert.
Well, of course. Yeah. But what's the old yeah. joke? The one thing you don't want to see when you go to a concert? Here's something from our new album.
Yeah, no. Nobody wants the new album. Yeah, nobody the wants the new album. Exactly. Exactly.
All right, so how does this go tonight, Momo?
This feels like a Warriors comeback win. They make some adjustments. But, like, I don't know. The Lakers are just – they're physically dominant in this series. They're longer, stronger, taller, bigger,
yeah.
like more physical than the Warriors. And so if they get up in this series, like I feel like they can push them around a little bit. This feels like a sort of a brawny series. Like if they're stronger and tougher and push them around. And that's how that first Cavs-Warriors series felt to me. Remember mm-hmm. the Cavs end up winning a couple. Yeah. They're up 2-1 in that series.
Right.
Before the Warriors went small and quick. And so it's just a question of, like, can the bigger, longer, stronger team impose its will, or are the Warriors just going to run around and confuse them all?
The first game was so good, and because both teams played really well, and John, I remember you and I, yeah. we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, it's almost like who backs up less in this second yeah. game, because it wasn't like the Warriors played poorly. The Lakers certainly played fantastic. It's who regresses a little bit less almost, because to think they're both going to play like that again feels unlikely.
We talked about this when I called into your Lakers preview show.
And your son gave his prediction.
Yeah, Daniel went
Who'd
against.
He, pick?
He went against me.
Ooh.
Oh, he picked
Did
Lakers.
Do we have the sound, by the way?
He picked
him?
Lakers.
Do we have that?
You picked Golden State.
Lakers yeah. in seven.
Ramona, how could you?
Yeah, how could you?
I just had. Do you have it, Taylor?
Taylor's like, what the hell you want?
I don't know.
What is this
Funches,
woman? What is she talking about?
Funches was on. Right, Funches was producing it.
Still reeling from Daughtry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Daughtry.
Pretty good pull.
Oh, no.
I thought it was fine.
It's a great pull. It's very 2007.
No, you know what I thought? I thought the Warriors had home court advantage. Yeah, it's true. 2007. It's good, Mace. They have home court. They also, like, have been there, and I've covered them so many times where they just make these adjustments in series, and they do stuff like even in that King series, you thought they were in trouble after two games, right? And then they just made a couple of adjustments, and that staff is so good. They've been through so many of these chess matches that I don't think you should read too much into the first game. But like to the eye test, the Lakers look like they could physically dominate in this series. And if they're able to slow it down and do that, they'll win.
Are you guys going three-man show today?
Yeah.
Or, John, are you tapping out early?
I'm tapping out at 3:15.
Yeah, he'll be here to 3:15. And then it'll be me and Momo leading up to Slee with the Pre. All right, on location tomorrow?
I'm there. Salitas Tacos and Margaritas in Anaheim.
Awesome.
Right behind the ballpark.
How many keys? Because you had, did you do 11 yesterday?
11 keys yesterday.
18 for championship number 18.
Game two, you have 12 keys. For each game, you add a key.
12 keys coming
12
up next.
12 keys to the game.
Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon.
John's in San Francisco. Momo's here. Game two tonight. This is why we get to do what we get to do.
It's
right?
Exciting,
for
right?
Nights like this.
Don't you want to be there?
I want to be there. Ireland gets to be in the building for it. Ireland, the town must be buzzing.
Bergman literally talked in my ear at the exact second you asked me something. What did you ask me?
What is the scene in San Francisco
like?
Yeah,
the town must be buzzing.
There is a quiet confidence in this hotel. They think they can do it again, which is exactly what I want. I want them thinking they could do it again because this is a staggering statistic.
Oh, I love
Say that
you,
fast.
I love when you go to
staggering
the numbers.
Staggering statistic.
Hey!
It's like
you
a
try.
Play-by-play guy.
It's on his game.
All right, try it, Mormona.
Staggering statistics.
Nope. Staggering statistics. Forget it. Staggering statistic.
Yep.
Yeah, I see I have a shibboleth.
It's
S,
the
so.
Statistic.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready for the staggering statistics?
Let's go.
Yes.
In the last 15 instances, when a team has lost a best-of-seven series in the NBA on its own home court, all right? So like the Warriors did the other night.
Yep.
In game two, including last night in Boston, the team that lost the first game
won the second one.
Is 15-0.
Yeah.
That's how hard it is to
That is
climb
a staggering statistic.
It is staggering.
But
and it's a statistic.
It's gotta end at some point. I heard all these numbers about the greatness of the Warriors before game one, and we smacked them in the mouth.
They also had 36 hours of rest.
Wait,
that was
both
the
teams
smacking
do,
in the mouth. Yeah, no, both teams do.
No, but I'm saying in game one, I thought the Warriors
Lakers
had far less time to recover from their game seven.
Yeah, that is the question is, what does it look like when, I mean, LeBron played 40, AD played 44.
AD looked absolutely exhausted by the end of that game.
48 hours later, or is this where you need help? You got to send in some help.
Well, I don't know if you agree with me, Momo, but I don't think AD is going to play 44 minutes tonight.
I don't either.
A one-time deal.
Yeah, I
thought that was the Lakers saying they're tired. They just got done with Sacramento. They've had very little time to rest. We've been sitting at home for a couple of days. This is our chance to steal a game on the road. And they just threw everything at him. And to me, I just covered the Warriors so long that I've seen them make these adjustments. Like, I think I could see them go a little zone. Again, that worked.
Well, they did at the end of game one.
Yeah, that kind of worked. I could see them go.
Slee just said go small.
They could go small. They've
well,
done
they
that
they
before.
They already did that.
The problem with going small is
it takes Looney off the court.
Yeah. And you could go small, but then you're putting Jordan Poole out there. And then Jordan Poole is an interesting guy. He's kind of like a heat check guy. Like he comes off the bench and can score a lot of points, but he makes some bad plays, some bad turnovers.
A Warriors staffer told me the other night that Jordan Poole is the most confident athlete he has ever seen in any sport.
Yes, irrational
confidence.
He
believes every shot he's throwing up is going in, regardless of how far away he is.
Yeah, that's right.
Which can work for and against you.
Right, and when he's hot and he's hitting, that's great. But that last shot, I mean, if Steph Curry takes that shot, you're fine.
Yeah.
If Klay Thompson takes that shot, then you're fine.
Too much space.
But Jordan Poole, you have not earned the right to take that shot from 35, 40 feet away.
Yeah. Ireland, you have no problem with the shot.
Zero. I've seen them make it. And they weren't going to let Steph shoot it. If you go back and look at that play, Austin Reeves and Jared Vanderbilt were over Steph like an umbrella. They just they said, we'll live with somebody else taking this shot. And it was Jordan Poole. By the way, did you guys hear what Snoop Dogg said before game one? All right, so think about this. It's before game one. Like, the game hadn't even been played, and Snoop Dogg said this.
So we're going to be probably doubling Steph, and somebody else is going to be open. Jordan Poole, keep shooting. I like the way you've been missing, brother.
See, I'm telling you, the weed makes you, gives you
insight.
Added intelligence?
Insight is right. The ability to imagine, to picture the future.
I think it just, in a lot of ways, it clears out all the clutter.
Yeah.
And then you just see the light.
My favorite writer of all time, Aaron Sorkin, says most of the great stuff he's written, he's always been on something.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, a lot of writers. I mean, I always think that if the way my mind works is I've got many, like if you go to my computer right now, I have no less than 10 screens open.
Yeah.
Right? And that's exactly.
Damn, Mike Trudell.
That's exactly what's going on in my mind. I have many, many screens open all the time. But when I use cannabis, I can only focus on one screen, so it gives me a deeper focus into what I'm thinking about.
Dude.
Boy, that stoner talk.
Dude.
So the ratings are crazy for game one.
It's unbelievable.
You want to get high?
7.4 million viewers, most ever to tune in for a conference semifinal game in the history of cable television. Just gigantic, because you've got the stars. And no matter who you are, like, for example, I was talking on my podcast today to Robert Wisdom, who's a great actor, big fan of Mason in Ireland, big Lakers fan. He's on Barry, which is one of my favorite shows.
What's your podcast called?
The Culture Pop Podcast. It's available on Spotify and Apple and wherever you get your podcasts. Great guy. But he's like locked in. The stars are here. Everybody's paying attention to this series. My mom paying attention. Your mom paying attention. Everybody is paying attention to the series because it's got the stars, and it picks up all those casual fans who may not be locked in the second round.
It feels like a finals atmosphere. John, I mean, I wasn't there for game one, but I've been to a lot of those Warriors finals. It felt like the Warriors and the Cavs again in the finals, except for, instead of just LeBron, they have the Lakers.
Right.
LeBron and the Lakers.
Draymond Green was on his podcast. Here's what he said about game one.
I play like I am disgusted with myself right now. Number one, getting in foul trouble. Can't get in foul trouble. I got to stay on the floor. It's been a thing lately, and I have to be better. Take a couple here and there. Can't do that. You know, my third foul was on a Jared Vanderbilt putback. Like, if he gets the 2 points, we go down, life goes on. So I have to be smarter and not put us in that position that throws off rotations, that throws off matchups, that throws off a ton of things on top of me not being on the floor. So I got to be better and smarter, and I will be.
You know, I have come to understand Draymond Green.
Interesting.
He is living in his own reality show, where he interviews himself.
It's true.
After every game. Like, can you imagine if I just gave you a mic and said, hey, Mace, after the show today, just do a little podcast in the green room.
Oh, that's
just go talk to yourself about things that you did well.
Yeah.
You know, like a little, just take the camera.
It's about the things I did badly. That's just, I focus on.
But you would go in the green room and just take 10 minutes and download.
Right.
And talk about yourself and all your observations and stuff. Just go for 10 minutes talking to some imagined audience.
The Culture Pop podcast audience.
I mean,
there
this are is what
out there, but Draymond, everything
game
he does, is he's got commentary on
it's like you're hearing his own narration. Like, I kind of narrate my life to myself. Don't you talk to yourself?
I absolutely
all
do.
All the time.
Yeah. All day long, right?
Yeah.
Like, all day long, you're like, John, that was great. That was a great call today. You know, I got to clean that up, though. Next time, I think I'm going to write down that, you know, right? Don't you just talk to yourself?
I just repeat over and over. You're good enough. You're smart enough. And gosh darn it. People like you.
You guys make fun of me, but I listen to those mantras all night long.
It's good.
And I'm better for it.
I do make fun of you for that.
Yes, everybody funny. Does. Everybody does.
But you know, like, I actually, like, you know, my new thing is that
your
I think.
Your hair is on fleek. Your voice sounds especially booming and resonant. The weed you bought today is extremely strong and valuable. Now, don't order any more peanut butter cups.
Peanut butter cups.
So, hey, I actually, in a related story, are you using the extra cannabis to go to sleep?
I cheated last night. Ambien last night. But it's the only time I've taken it this week. Tonight I'll go back to the other stuff.
Yeah, go back to the other stuff.
And do you do like a commentary when you do, John, you know, it's okay. You need it. You're going hard. It's every other day. We got a big game. We got to get a good night's sleep. I'm so glad that it's okay if you cheat. No, don't be so hard on yourself. Do you talk to yourself like that?
No, I'm hard on myself all the time. But the thing with sleep is it's just based on how much sleep I got the night before.
Right.
So last night I took an Ambien at 11 and I woke up at 7, which for me is
that's a good
whoa. That's like a week for you.
Yeah.
And so now tonight I won't take anything. I'll just sleep for 2 hours. I'll be good to go.
So
because we got to go to this remote tomorrow, and tomorrow's going to be a weird day anyway.
So you've got like a sleep bank. You can put some hours away.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's scientifically right, but if it works,
it
works.
Probably is not.
Yeah.
But there you go.
All right. Coming up next, Momo. Yesterday, I tried my hand at a little play-by-play. I don't know if you heard this or not yet, but it was a very special call. That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland. Momo's sitting in. Ireland's in San Francisco. Game 2 is tonight, 7:10 ESPN. Pew, 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 pew. Star Wars Day. And we all have varying. Ireland, you've seen 6 of the 9.
The first
and
the 6.
Big, yeah, the big thing. And Momo, have you seen all 9?
I think I have.
Yeah, I've seen all 9. Star Wars is great.
Yeah.
I even like the ones. I went to see one with Bergman where he was like, this sucks. And I was like that. I thought it was really good. You didn't like anything with Kylo Ren.
No, that was the 8th one that we saw together. I don't know what it's called because
Kylo
it was terrible.
Kylo Ren, Adam Driver?
Yes, Adam Driver.
That movie was bad. It was
I thought
pretty
it was
terrible.
Great. Loved it.
You also just like everything.
I like everything too.
Yeah. But it was not a good movie in the slightest. It was fine, but it wasn't good.
Do you think I don't like everything.
You like most things.
I like a lot of things.
You like
but
most
I don't
movies.
Like everything.
John, does he like most movies?
Yes.
Okay.
I like
Mason,
most movies.
A movie has I'm this way too. A movie has to be really bad for me not to like it. I think Mace has a soft spot for the movie making business, how hard it is to make a good movie. So Mace, you won't crap on a movie unless it's really bad.
Yeah, like when I see all those names at the end, and by the way, like with the Star Wars movie, there are thousands of names that come. I'm like, all those people worked really, really hard on this. So
the credits are as long as the movie itself.
It's true.
Yeah.
So many people to take one of those movies. All right. So years ago, Momo, John, I was offered, as John knows, I was offered a play-by-play job in Major League Baseball for the Padres. And I didn't. I came here instead. But yesterday, I had an opportunity to do some play-by-play during the Dodgers-Phillies series finale. The Dodgers were tied 6-6. Max Muncy was at the plate. Our friend Craig Kimbrell was on the mound. And Ireland was on Twitter and actually saw already what had happened. Isn't that right, John? You had already known.
Yes, I'm going to sound like a genius in this clip, but I cheated.
So here is, I want you to listen to my part of this, okay? Here we go.
Max Muncy's up with
Max
the bases
Muncy,
loaded.
Bases loaded. Okay. By the way, bottom of the ninth.
He's going to hit a grand slam.
Craig Kimbrell
whines.
Anybody
want to
bet me he's going to hit a grand slam?
Swung out and missed.
Wow.
Oh, swung out and left. I feel like it's my
John Ireland.
What are you talking about? Swung out and missed.
Let's go! Oh,
grand slam. Oh, swung out and missed.
Yeah, where did the swung out and missed come
wait
from?
Wait a minute. Was that English?
Like, you talked so fast, I could almost not even...
for the fact that I said swung drive right field.
Yeah.
But where did the swung even come from?
So here's what it came from. Ireland, I refuse to wear glasses. I'm not going to give...
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going to give up my pride by wearing glasses. So it's on the TV screen. I can't always see exactly what's on the TV
screen.
You drive
like this?
I do have... Yeah, I do. I do. Nighttime,
great,
I wear glasses.
Point, Ramona.
Daytime,
okay.
Daytime, I don't. But I did. It did look like a swing and a miss until he got a hold of it and it went.
Was the glare? Was there glare?
It never looked
day
like.
Game.
What are you talking about? It never looked like a swing and a miss. He hit that out so fast it made everybody's head spin. I don't know what you were looking at.
Yeah, I just couldn't see. It
looked like a swing and miss to you, maybe.
Yeah, no, it did look like to me.
Mr. Magoo in there.
Mr. Magoo.
Don, how often do you think a ball is like somebody made a basket, but it actually just hit the net?
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you?
Don't you ever miss one?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I
did it the other night. I said, laid it up and in. No, it rimmed out.
Yeah. I just happened to miss one. It just happened to be the only one.
Yeah, the only one
you missed.
You've
a grand
done.
Slam.
I
mean,
I did miss a grand slam.
A grand slam. Like walk-off.
A walk-off grand slam.
Why is Muncy running around the base? Oh, there it goes. Okay.
So here's the one little thing about game two that I find interesting. Bergman actually brought it up. He sent over a very confusing graphic that I didn't understand until he explained it. So when Jared Vanderbilt is in the game, he's covering Steph Curry.
Yes.
Now, Steph Curry doesn't really pay that much attention to Jared Vanderbilt.
Correct.
On defense, because Jared Vanderbilt isn't a threat. Therefore, Steph Curry doesn't work very hard at the defensive end, which keeps him fresher at the other end of the court.
Yeah, that's common.
It's common.
That's a common thing that they try to do. I mean, the Lakers would try to do that for LeBron, too. They would try to do that for Anthony Davis. Like, AD, who's AD guarding in this, John? I can't
remember.
Looney.
I mean, he's not really a threat. Looney.
Yeah.
Looney is like maybe going to get, on the boards.
On the boards, he's a machine.
But like, he's not, they're not, you know, you don't have to really chase him all around the court. He's not running out to hit pick and pop threes. He's not, you know, he's not doing any of that.
So the hardest decision, you guys, that the Warriors need to make is when to take Looney off the court. When they went on their 14-0 run to tie the Lakers at the end of game one, Looney was on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They brought Jordan Poole in and took Looney out. So it was Draymond, Wiggins, Steph, Clay, and Poole.
And that's because they needed offense.
Right. And it worked.
Yeah.
But if you take Looney out, you take away their one really, really good rebounder and the one guy who at least has the size to contend with AD. So that's a really hard decision for Steve Kerr. I think he's just going to have to feel out the game and see where it's going. But as a Laker fan, when Looney comes out, I'm okay with that. I think that's when we can make some hay. And Poole, as much as I like him, can go off the ranch. I mean, he can just start taking shots and doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, he makes a lot of bad turnovers, a lot of poor decisions. He's also a bad defender. He's just not good on the perimeter at all.
Are you surprised that when AD was out in the first half of game one that they didn't put Looney in? He was also on the bench when AD was on
the
bench.
He has to rest
at some
point.
Because I think that
they
right.
want off.
Well, sure, but you can get every offensive board if he's on there.
Yeah, but if I'm the Warriors, anytime AD comes out, I'm taking Looney out because that's where I can get Looney rest. You don't need
and they started playing Jamichael Green, who like didn't even play in the Kings series.
Right.
And no Kuminga at all.
That's, I mean, if you think about the Warriors had three lottery picks, James Wiseman, yep. Jonathan Kuminga, and Moses Moody, and none of them are doing anything.
Yeah, Wiseman's gone.
Wiseman's gone. Yeah, Kuminga and Moody barely play.
For Wiseman, so you can look at that as somewhat of a salvage.
I guess. Yeah, salvage.
But and I'm not, Ramona, I'm not giving up on Kuminga. I think he's got a chance to be good. Moody has been kind of a disappointment.
They have a choice to make this summer. And a lot of, we keep writing and
multiple
saying
choices, right?
Yeah, a lot. And we keep saying like, oh, this could be the last dance of those three guys. And from what I've seen in these playoffs, you just keep those three guys together as long as you can and retool around the edges. I mean, I think the guy who you try to, I don't know if they can get much for him, is probably Poole. Like, that's the guy they should move. They should move Kuminga, or they should move Moody.
I think the guy they might move is Clay.
They might, but he's $43 million on an expiring deal. You're not going to get much for him. Plus, if you take Clay off the roster, then you're still way over the luxury tax. It's not really solving your problems. You're just getting rid of, you're just getting less luxury tax. But I don't think it even gets him under that. We're going to talk about this all the time with the second apron.
Yeah, and well, the new CBA is incredibly restrictive.
Yeah.
And the two teams that are going to be affected most by it are the Warriors and the Clippers.
Yep.
Those two teams need to be broken up, basically. It's just a matter of how you break them up. Like, Momo, I don't think the
Momo
Clippers,
just yawned.
Yeah.
No, that's because I was doing my gardening before I came in here.
So,
really, I'm kind of tired. My arms are sore. I'm tired.
Drift away during second apron.
Yeah. Second apron talk.
Oh my God!
Sounds like a meal delivery service, doesn't it?
Second apron. Yeah, try second.
Yeah, like I don't think the Clippers can keep Westbrook unless he agrees to a minimum deal. Momo,
right? No. Yeah. I don't think they can sign him for anything more than that, because they don't have his bird rights. If he stays, we got second aprons and bird rights.
Oh yeah,
this is some serious nerd talk.
We are gonna go wonky.
Let's call Bobby Marks.
Oh yeah.
I think Clay is the guy that people think they would move, John. But I really think the guy they should move is Poole. Because he's the young player who's making $30 million a year for the next few years. And I think we've seen enough to say he's not cut from the same cloth as those three guys.
Right, but then what do you have left?
Whatever you get for him.
Yeah,
maybe. And maybe I could name you six teams that would want Jonathan Kuminga and would give you something, right? Oklahoma City, Utah, San Antonio. Like, those are the kind of teams that you could trade him for a vet.
Hey, Ramona, can you explain why it's going to be hard for the Lakers to sign Austin Reeves, or is it too in the weeds?
I don't think I can explain it very easily, but it's pretty weedy.
It's going to be hard to keep him. Just know that. I think they can, and I think Austin wants to stay, but he's going to get offered a lot of money by other teams.
Basically, what's going to happen is let me see if I can do it easily.
Okay.
Some other team can offer him a contract that is like very backloaded.
$18 million in the last two years.
Yeah, they can do what's called a poison pill contract. Like, you just kind of, the last 2 years is like a ridiculous number that the Lakers would never want to hit. So the best example of that is Tyler Johnson, who did that with Miami. You know, it'll go something. I'm just going to make up a number, but let's say $10 million, and then 27 or something. Right. You know, something crazy like that.
But they can match any deal, right?
Yeah, they can, but it would
cost luxury tax, but they can match any deal.
Yeah. So I think they'll try to re-sign him. It's just, as John said, it's going to be hard.
Okay. Coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. First, though, I want to make sure everybody knows tomorrow we are live. We are on location. It is Cinco de Mayo, and we are at Solita Tacos and Margaritas in Anaheim. We're giving away Angels tickets. We're giving away tickets to the Mandy Awards, which are very hard to come by. It's completely sold out. We got Solita gift cards and more. It starts at 10 a.m. Join Travis Lee, me and Ireland. Ireland will be back from San Francisco. Shidano and Cap, the entire 710 crew at Anaheim's hottest new restaurant, Solita Tacos and Margaritas. Light the fire within and feed your soul. Wheel of Questions next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it's my wheel today. I never know what's going to come up. And, interesting. I think this is appropriate for all of us. So, I saw this headline go across. I think it was AV Onion, which is one of my favorite pop culture websites. And it says this: significant details about the series finale of Succession have been revealed. Here's my question.
Huh.
Do you want to read that article?
No.
No.
I don't want to know.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bergman. Why?
Because I'm ready for the show to be over, so I'll just rather just find out what happens and I can stop.
Why are you ready for the show to be over?
I'm just not enjoying it as much as I had in the previous season. This season, once...
Oh, man, I'm on the other side of this.
I love this show.
I love
once
it, but
the,
I
once
know
the
what
deaths
you're
happened,
saying.
I was like, I'm kind of done.
I'm not done, but I feel like it's not the same show without him.
It's not.
I'm with you, Greg.
It does need that volcano in the middle of it.
Without Logan, it just is a show.
It was you knew this was an amazing
the name
show
of the show is Succession.
Yeah, but right, they could have killed him off like the last episode or even second
like,
to last.
Like had him starting to go, but he was only talking a little bit. Like I mean,
or they could have just taken it all the way down to the end, and then at the end he maybe picked someone.
He was always going to die.
Yes, of
there
course.
Was no question.
Of course.
Was, but I figured it'd be the last episode or yeah. the second to last episode.
Yeah, third
I didn't
to last, whatever.
They were going
to
kill him so early.
Yeah.
This reminds me of a story, John, about our friend Richard Schiff, who was a guest on our show years ago during that final season of The West Wing when it came down to Alan Alda or Jimmy Smits
yep.
to be the next president. And I asked Richard Schiff, I said, so who wins the election? Tell me. And he said, do you really want to know? And I realized, no. I don't.
Yeah.
I want to watch it
yeah.
happen. I want to watch it, and I want to be surprised by it. So I will not read any of the spoiler stories, and there are tons of them now.
Bergman, do you also, when you're reading a book, do you read the last two pages? And
no,
go back to
I love to wait in books. This is just one of those things. I'm just done with Succession at this point. It takes me all week to get to it. I watched it last night because there was no game on, and that took me all the way to Wednesday. Now I won't even watch it on Sunday. It's just going to be a show that I'm going to watch as I can. I don't really need to.
By the way, there
anymore.
Was one game on last night, and I told Mason, I told you to bet a bunch of money
yeah,
in Philadelphia with Joel Embiid coming back, and they got boat race.
Yeah,
they
I'm glad I didn't.
Maybe it's a good thing I can't bet on the NBA.
Now, if you could find out the end of Ted Lasso, would you see? I want to go to the end.
No.
But I kind of know what's going to happen, right?
I just downloaded Ted Lasso from last night so I can watch it on the plane
it's
tonight.
Really good.
Yeah. Right, so, good. But I mean, like, you kind of have a feeling what's going to happen at the end of Ted Lasso,
what,
right?
What's the feeling?
That they're going to
now,
win.
By the way, reading a spoiler is different from guessing.
Sure.
Yeah, agreed.
Total guess. I think they're going to win everything.
You think they're going to win the Premier League?
Yes.
I don't. I think I think it's the opposite. I think they're going to have a huge disappointing loss. I think it's going to be Mace, like the end of the movie
that,
Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
where and then uh-huh. and then Ted's going to come in and say, look, it's not the end of the world. It's just soccer.
And I think Ted at the end is going to go back to
Oklahoma
yeah. and be with his kid. And maybe he gets back together with his
yeah, I hope
estranged
that.
Wife.
And plays darts.
Exactly. That's what I think is going to. But there are no spoilers out there about it.
Yeah, they're going to win the whole thing.
Now, Brett Goldstein came out in an interview this week and said they are reconsidering. The guy that plays Roy Kent. That they are reconsidering whether or not to make this the last season. I kind of want this to be the last season.
I do, too. I want this. I think this is the new thing, is end the show early. Like Succession after 4 years. Barry, which I don't... Ireland, you're not watching Barry.
I don't
no.
watch that.
Really I came to the conclusion this week that I only watch three shows now.
Hmm.
I watch Ted Lasso.
Yep.
I watch Succession.
Yep.
And I watch Real Time with Bill Maher. That's it. Those are the three.
Those are the only three shows.
Now, do you guys watch any other shows regularly other
yes.
than that?
I watch
yeah,
every episode of Below Deck.
And are you still watching American Idol?
I haven't been able to this year.
Ireland, wait a minute. You watch Real Housewives of wherever the hell?
Right, but I
watch Top Chef.
Mace, I have some disturbing news.
Oh, no. Does it have to do with Scandal Tom? Or
it's
what is that
loosely thing? Connected to Scandal-Vol.
Scandal-Vol, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pump in West Hollywood?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Closing at the end of the month.
Oh.
They raised her rent. They raised Lisa Vanderpump's rent, and she said, I'm out.
Wow. So that's it. For
and
the
when I sent that news to my brother-in-law and his wife in Idaho, they're deeply disappointed.
Isn't the whole point of the show that it's about waiters and waitresses?
It starts that way, but it really is about waiters and waitresses who hook up with each other.
And
so it could be Below Deck. Below Deck's just a vehicle. A boat is a vehicle for all the deckhands to hook up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, one show you met, Bill Maher, I still watch, but, you know, he's become a little bit too much of these kids today and
yeah.
their crazy.
I don't watch it anymore. I used to watch Bill all the time,
gotten,
but I don't.
He's gotten a little bit to be like old guy yelling at clouds.
I mean, but that's kind of what.
That's what everybody becomes.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm not becoming that. Shut up.
I didn't say anything.
You made a look like I am becoming that guy.
Yeah, you've been that guy for a couple of years.
But then you'd yell at the grass, but then you'd switch and yell at the clouds
wait,
again.
Your
then
response,
back and yell at the grass
wait a minute.
Again.
Your response to you've been that guy for a couple of years is to yell, my ass. Doesn't that kind of prove my point?
Yeah. Well, Momo made a face.
I was.
I never want to be the.
Your interpretation. Your interpretation of my face says more about you than it does about me. Because I was not thinking about you.
You know, Mason actually did you a favor yesterday, Momo.
What'd he do?
Rob Pelinka, unsolicited, brought up your son Daniel on the show. I don't know if you heard this.
A little. I heard some of this interview.
Okay, but Mason nor I at any point revealed to Rob that you had picked the Warriors.
I did hear this.
We did not do it.
I did hear that. He brought up Daniel?
Yeah, here it is. Right. Here it is from yesterday.
So, Rob, I'm a really superstitious person. Like, if I'm in the bedroom and the Lakers are losing, I move to the living room. If I'm in a bar and the Lakers are losing, I'll switch from tequila to bourbon. Are you superstitious? Like, here's... Okay, so I saw you talking to Ramona Shelburne on the floor last week during the Memphis series. And if you talk to Ramona on the floor and the Lakers lose, do you avoid her the next game?
You know, I was talking to Ramona about her amazing son, who I understand is a Lakers fan. And she told me earlier today that despite a lot of folks picking the Warriors in this series, her son was a diehard Laker fan. So shout out to him. And
Daniel,
you know, getting inspiration. Yeah, a substantial fan there.
See,
hey, Momo, I actually have a tactical question.
Okay, hold on. We were texting earlier that day, and I said he said I hope your son is watching the series, and I said he picked Lakers in seven, and I told him because I tell the truth, I had Warriors in seven, so we'll see if the kid knows more than mommy.
Well, that's very nice if you do admit.
So you acknowledge that.
I tell the truth,
Momo. I have a tactical question.
Yes.
All right. Your younger son, his first name is what?
Jacob.
Jacob. Yeah, so Jacob. Daniel is the older one, and Jacob is the younger one. So when Daniel was born, I sent you a bunch of Lakers gear for Daniel.
Yeah.
And I feel kind of bad that I didn't do it again for Jacob, but Daniel outgrew that stuff a long time ago.
Yeah.
Will you let Jacob wear the 100%. Hand-me-downs from Daniel?
Everything Jacob wears is from Daniel. I got him very few new clothes. Like that's the thing. You have the second kid, and he's also a boy.
Yeah.
So all the clothes are, like, most clothes babies only wear a few times anyway.
Yeah, right.
Michael told me a great story. Michael Thompson has three boys.
Oh, right.
Michael, Clay, and Trace, in that order. So he said when Mikey was born, they went out of their way, and so did everybody in the family, to get him, like, you know, the new bouncy chair, the new, you know, whatever all the new baby gadgets are. And so when Clay came along, there was less of that because Mikey had already gotten all the top of the line stuff, so they just kind of handed it down to Clay. They said by the time Trace was born, they would just get like an empty box from Amazon and say, here, go play with this.
Seriously. That's true. And the truth is, I realize most of the stuff you get, you wear like one or two times, and then it goes into a bag because they get too big or you have too many clothes. And so it's such a waste. I was actually really glad I had another boy. We'll get some good use out of this again.
Hey, Momo, by the way, this will be the first time you've participated in 2 o'clock call of the day, isn't
this
it?
I did this once or twice.
Okay, yeah,
two o'clock call of the day.
All right, so it's coming up.
I'm excited for it.
So right now, time for the 2 o'clock call of the day. Now, what we're looking for is
passion,
animated rant.
I love the rant of the day you guys did the other day.
Oh, that rant was great, wasn't it?
It was great.
877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Bergman always gets a sour look on his face during 2 o'clock call of the day.
Because he hates calls and he hates guests.
I'm smiling. If you look on the YouTube, I have a big smile on my face.
Look at that.
Yeah.
He's
big.
Fake smile.
877-710-ESPN. Big night. Game 2. Lakers, Warriors in San Francisco. Ireland's there. Me, Momo here. 710 ESPN.